Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Joe O, Sam P, another hour to go here. BetMGM Network. We're here weekdays, 9 a.m. to noon Eastern time, at least for now. Kelly in Vegas joining us on this Thursday morning to talk some college football. Talking a lot of college football over the last hour. We'll get her favorite plays. But Kelly, start with Survivor. Sam has me worried. He's making his case about this Buffalo injury report and the ones that I care the most about that I'm still alive in. I was like, oh, I got to go Buffalo. I've saved him for this point. I've got to go Buffalo. And he's like, I don't know. You had your big spot. Now they're going to Miami, divisional matchup. Injury report is ugly. What do you think about the Bills?
Yeah, I don't care how bad Miami is. You don't take a divisional team on the road, period. Like, that's like the one rule that I refuse to break. That is how we got knocked out last year in Survivor, because I conceded to my partners and said, okay, fine, we'll take, I don't remember who it was. I think we took the Falcons and they got beat by the Saints or something egregious. Just, it's just not a fun place to be. Look, I considered using the Panthers this week, 5.5-point home favorites. What could go wrong? I logged into my Splash where I only have one of the $2.5 million left. I have a couple of the smaller ones left, but that's the biggest one I have left. And sure enough, I used the Eagles week one. So I'm going Broncos tonight. If you saw Broncos available, I think this is a really good spot. Now, again, I know I just mentioned the divisional aspect, but the Broncos here at home, 9, 9.5, 8.5. I don't see them losing this game, not to the Raiders that had so many opportunities to beat the Jags last week with a unhealthy Trevor Lawrence. Hey, good on Pete Carroll for trying to get the win instead of playing for the tie, but I just don't trust this Raiders team. I don't think that there's anything great to write home about. Yeah, Washington Ginty, sure. The guy's a great playmaker. But Geno Smith, come on. The guy's good for at least, what, one interception against this Broncos defense?
Maybe more. I was on the Raiders, and I told Joe there's no way I would bet the Raiders, because I watched them play on defense for 42 minutes in that game. And then you got to go to Denver in the mountains and get back up. And I was looking at Denver for sure. I also think I don't think Tampa's a crazy idea in Survivor, Kel. If you're looking for a deeper dive, if you want to go past the big favorites, Tampa's going to win.
Yeah, I think Tampa is going to win. Tampa's actually the best bet I gave out on Wager Talk this week. And I do like them in this spot. No disrespect to what New England's been able to do over the last few weeks. I don't want to take that away from them. But the reality is, playing teams like the Falcons, playing teams like the Titans, those middle of the road type teams, it's a lot different here. With Tampa off a bye, you're getting Godwin back for Baker Mayfield. I know a lot of people want to give Drake May the MVP, but we all know it belongs to Baker.
Damn. I agree with your thought on Carolina. They play better at home. Scares the hell out of me that the last 10 times as a favorite, they've lost outright. That's quite concerning. But yeah, we have options. I thought this week was going to be a tough week where you didn't have many options. You do have options this week. Do you still have any Circa around, or did that go down with Green Bay? I don't even know if you still had one.
No, that actually, all of the Vegas contests, so Westgate or Circa, went out with the Rams. Fateful Thursday night at the beginning of October. We still had a couple of slashes left. One went out with the Falcons. One went out with Green Bay last week. I have not just done a full-on shove-in. Joe, I was thinking about using the Broncos in your revival contest tonight as well. I don't know if I want to go Broncos across the board. I think in the big contest, $2.5 million guaranteed, I think Broncos is the safest bet, if you will. But I think I may try to zig a little bit and look it towards the Bears, maybe Seattle in yours, you know, just get a little spicy, because I don't want to discredit it, but there's still plenty of people alive in your new one. And I think early on taking some of those shots is different versus in the splash 2.5 million, there's only 1,600 of us left out of, I think it was like 13,000 to begin with. I'd have to look. So now that we're almost less than 10% of the pool, you kind of start to play a little, I don't want to say I'm playing scared, but I'm certainly not pressing the pedal to the metal. There are 1,689 of us left out of 16,337 that entered, $150. My partner, Steven, and I started with 6 entries. So kind of just one of those things where it's like, all right, we ended up using the Eagles week 1 in a couple of them. And that means the Broncos are still available. I think this is probably the last best spot to use the Broncos. Certainly they're going to want to make a push towards the playoff late, but I think there's like teams on the outside looking in like the Panthers who do have an outside shot here. If they can continue playing at the level that we saw last week, at least against bad defenses like the Saints.
During this last break, I had to send in my games for Bear Bets, all the college and NFL bets. And during the college show, we do underdog most likely to do the outright win. And I put Iowa on that list. Ooh. Am I insane?
No, absolutely not. Who doesn't love Kirk Ferentz as an underdog? Hello, that's the spot where you want to use this guy. Except against PJ Fleck, since apparently they hate each other. I have since found that out since I didn't lay it with Iowa in that game. But look, Gronkowski has been great. He has got 225 rushing yards on the season. This is like one of those spots where you want to take this team. Iowa's going to get up as a home underdog. Last time we took Iowa against Indiana, they had multiple opportunities to win that game. Iowa, 6-1 against the spread this year. 8-1 against the spread as a single-digit Big 12 home underdog. We know what Iowa's going to do. They're going to grind down that game clock. But the nice thing about Gronkowski is they're going to take shots downfield. This is no longer Brian Ferentz's offense. I think they're going to open it up. I think they're going to be able to shut down Dan Lanning and this Ducks high-flying offense. This is going to be a lower-scoring game. Points are going to be a premium.
Fired coach bump. Sam was just informing me about how those teams have done very well after firing the coach in season. They didn't do it around a bye with Auburn. What do you think here?
Man, I wanted to take Auburn in my 3-team Moneyline parlay. It was really close between them and another team. And I kind of thought, all right, we now have all been told how many times you fire your coach, what happens? These teams get excited. They get up for the next game. That's not always the case, except for this year it is. This year it's been great. I think Sam told me it was 6-1 the following game. So Auburn immediately was on my long list, as well as LSU. LSU, I ultimately just didn't trust against this Alabama team. So I thought, you know what? We're going to pump the brakes. But let's ask why Auburn's a dog. Auburn probably would have been right around a pick 'em, but Vanderbilt keeps doing Vanderbilt things, right? At least this year's Vanderbilt, last year's Vanderbilt team with Diego Pavia. All of a sudden, this team is good. They're competitive. Last week, if you had Texas -3.5, one, shame on you for waiting too bad and betting a bad number, but you probably should have still covered that game. That was absolutely insane. And once Hugh Freeze is gone, you kind of have to wonder how this team is going to rebound. I think they were going to come up against Vanderbilt big anyway, because now Vanderbilt is no longer the hunted. They are the hunter. And that is not a spot that they're used to being in. And those are typically teams I want to fade. This is a Tigers team that's owned Vanderbilt since like the 70s, right? They've played 18 games where they've been favored every single time. And now they're an underdog. Give me a break. This is too many points here. I do think Vanderbilt will probably ultimately find a way to win this one, but I like Auburn plus the points.
You know, they've always said that when the calendar turns to November, the contenders rise and the pretenders fade. And we saw that last week with Miami, like the first day of November. You're going against A&M here. Is it because you don't believe in A&M, or you just think Missouri's going to keep fighting with the backup quarterback?
Here's the reality. I haven't believed in A&M for the last 2 decades. They're like the second Texas team with more money than God that never lives up to the hype. Hey, congrats to Mike Elko and Colin Klein. They're undefeated on the season. Eventually, the cream rises to the top, and I think Eli Drinkwitz and the Missouri Tigers, who have been an awesome home underdog coming off their bye week, with a top five team in total D might just be the buzzsaw that this Aggies offense needs. Yes, backup quarterback, but I was doing some reading earlier, and of course I closed out the webpage. Blonde moment on my fault, my part. But one of the quotes with Eli Drinkwitz, to paraphrase, was saying is like, look, we know we have a backup true freshman quarterback, but we know his limitations and we know his strengths. And guess what? He's got more upside than Bo. And I like when a head coach says that about a backup quarterback and says, hey, this guy's got some fight in him and we're going to take what he's good at and exploit the other team's defense. And I think that's exactly what the Tigers are going to do here. Not only catching points at home, but just really being disrespected at this point in time. Is Bo really 3 points better than the backup? I don't think so.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
With Kelly in Vegas here, this is Bet Sweats, Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovic. Virginia makes the playoff, at least the first rendition of the playoff, barely, at 11. How much of a fraud are they?
That's a good question. I really think this Virginia team is scrappy. We mentioned Vanderbilt and what we've seen from them. Virginia's kind of that team in the ACC, right? Where they're kind of catching my eye, right? That Friday night there versus Florida State. But again, now here they are. They're asked to lay points and they're off back-to-back. They're back at home, off back-to-back road games. And sometimes that catches teams up. This Wake Forest team is frustrating. Let's leave it at that. I know a lot of people who have liked them over the course of the season, and I considered them for my parlay as well. But my problem was I don't trust bad teams that don't know how to win games on the money line. And so I did take the points. I played them in a couple of contests. I like the Demon Deacons here. Could Virginia win this game? Sure. Could they win it by margin? I don't think so.
I see UConn's on your list too. I love when you bet UConn.
I love UConn. I love when I bet on UConn as a dog and against UConn as a favorite, right? Who doesn't? This is a fun team. I really, really like what we've seen from Jim Mora here. And by the way, he's 8-3-1 against the spread versus the ACC. And we already saw the Huskies beat BC on the road. And how could we forget them blowing that double-digit lead to Syracuse that started the succession of all the other teams that blew double-digit leads for me this year. But bottom line, this is a massive sandwich spot for Duke. What did they do last week? They went on the road. They beat their in-state rival, Clemson. Now, the team we just talked about on the outside, well, not on the outside, they made the first rendition of the playoff. Virginia sitting there going, all right, why does Duke care about a little old team named UConn? Well, he should. UConn's quarterback, no interceptions on the season against Duke's 113th ranked pass defense. It's going to be really interesting. Again, Jim Mora, not only great against the ACC, 14-7 there at home. I think this is a great spot for UConn, catching Duke off that big win. Look ahead spot for them with Virginia on deck. Don't be shocked if UConn wins this game outright.
All right, you gave us Iowa, Mizzou, UConn there, Wake, Auburn. You've got one more SEC game, Kentucky against Florida. What do you think?
Yeah, we just talked about sandwich spots. Hey, kudos to Florida for covering last week. Did you guys catch that? How could you not? That was like frustrating if you had Georgia. I did not get involved in that game, but it was fun sitting around after the wedding watching everybody lose their minds that did lay it with Georgia. I thoroughly had to laugh, especially after K-State's performance. So Florida somehow doesn't get obliterated in the good old cocktail party for once in a blue moon. And now they're going to go on the road to Kentucky. Kentucky has had really good games this year, and there's been a couple of absolute stinkers. And this is one of those games where I think Kentucky knows they can win. Kentucky's went into Gainesville and gotten a win before. Kentucky knows that this is a down year for Florida, playing with an interim head coach. And guess what? Florida's only covered one of the last eight games in this series. Kentucky owns them against the spread. Mark Stoops, hey, I'm not sure what's going to happen with him here, right? Are they going to make a bowl game? Is he going to get fired at the end of the season? Regardless, I think he deserves some credit for what he's been able to do there with this Wildcats team. Yeah, both teams, you could argue that they're kind of lame ducks and this game doesn't matter. But Florida, guess who they're looking ahead to next week?
What?
Oh, Florida come State. On, you guys. You guys are supposed to. Wait, what are you talking about? Oh, you guys kill me. Look, the sandwich spots are always fun. Marco at Wager Talk kind of put me on to these interesting things where you have a big game and a big game. And what matters to some of these big name teams, right? It matters when Georgia is playing Florida. It matters when a team has a number in front of them. Number 7, Ole Miss, on deck for the Florida Gators. Why do they care about going to Lexington? The answer is they don't.
There you go. We've got just over 30 seconds left. Is there one NFL play that you really like this week?
Yeah, the Buccaneers is the only game that I have played with my hard-earned money. I did a lot of teasers, guys, so I'll give you those. Jets, Eagles, Jags, and I did tease the Pats. I do think that the back door will be open there for the Buccaneers. We know they can't quite close teams out. And keep an eye on if the Broncos, Bills, Lions, or Steelers move in to those positions. Teasers have been doing great again for the last couple weeks, so I'm going to keep riding those and keeping my selections minimal.
Thank you, Kelly, in Vegas. Good luck this weekend.
Thanks, guys.
All right, good stuff from Kelly. Where's the room for Thursday night football? We'll find out next on BetSweats.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.